and got away with it, and so they were found guilty of it, but no prosecution of it. But that one vote made a difference right up there in Kansas City with the state representative. So see a lot of it in our small communities, it does, Mark, but it puts the importance to have an official, correct vote, a person that has identification showing so. And there's modifications for it if they don't. The state's going to have to provide an ID card for them if they need it. If they don't have one at the time, they can go ahead and vote and then come back, or they can vote a provisional vote. And then if the election's close, they can go back and open up provisional votes and see how they go. So there's some good stuff in there that's going to help.